Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, and I am beyond delighted to be with you tonight. This morning, technically as I am speaking, it is Friday. And now it is Saturday. So, I've worked 2 days in one shift, which makes this the 10th day of the week that I have worked. And yet, I'm only getting 3 days off. Shouldn't we get 6 days off? I think
seriously.
So. I mean, we work 10 days. It's a three-day weekend. Because Carlos and I work, we come in on one day and then leave on another day. And the day off is just the day. That's just the day off. And technically, now that we're working into Saturday, we don't really have Saturday off, right?
Yeah, we don't have Saturday off. Like, yeah, we get to enjoy the evening, but we're not off Saturday. We only have Sundays off.
Yeah, and really, Sunday doesn't count because Monday's the next day. So we basically work every day of the year. But we do it out of love.
Not
me. We do it out of love. and the money that we then give to our wives.
That's right.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. A couple of things you need to know tonight regarding sports. Edmonton beat Dallas. That series is tied. They won 3-0. In baseball, the Dodgers beat the Mets in 13 innings. That was a good game. 7-5, the final there. And I think the other thing to tell you is that the Rockies, who are so bad, they beat the Yankees 3-2. Yeah. The Athletics lost to the Phillies. And I bring that up because the A's this week, they've been scuffling. So they made 5 moves. Like, they brought 5 guys up at one time from the minor leagues. Oh, and they play in a minor league stadium. And they're not even mincing words about it anymore. They hate it. Not the fans, not the broadcasters, not the other teams. The manager, the players. So I want to do some more reading up on that and possibly get into that a little bit next week. Because that is something we talked about at the beginning of the season, and then you kind of forget about it. And you probably don't realize it or remember it. Same with Tampa, that there's 2 minor league ballparks that are being used in baseball until you see your team play there. Because just of how baseball works, we kind of really only watch our team. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Talking Pacers and Knicks, that's the other one. Pacers getting a second win in Madison Square Garden in 3 days, 114-109. The Knicks had times where it looked like, okay, you're up a possession, you're up 2 possessions, 1 more bucket. One more bucket, start to get some breathing room. Now, it's not going to be enough breathing room because you blew a 17-point lead the other day. You were up 9 with a minute to go and you blew that. But the Pacers, I really believe that. I don't think I can think of a team off the top of my head that has done as good of a job at punching back when you have a big play or a big shot. There was a big play tonight. Brunson saved the ball from going out of bounds, gave it to Hart. Hart, quick shot. But everybody's back. And within 4 seconds, Obi Toppin was scoring on the other end. The Pacers don't let you have momentum. They purposely find ways to take it away from you. Oh, we just got scored on like that. That's a big momentum play. That has to be a philosophy. It just can't be a thing they do. They have to have ingrained it in their heads. Rick Carlisle must have. That we have to end their momentum. We're going to kick the ball around until we get an open 3 and knock it down. We're going to kick the ball around because someone's going to be open. We can leak somebody in. Turner will be there. Toppin will be there. Siakam will be there. I've seen them do this now 2 years in a row, time and time again. And last year, I couldn't believe it. TJ McConnell, Aaron Nesmith, Andrew Nembhard, Benedict Mathurin, Ben Shepherd. I mean, yeah, Halliburton's good. Turner has been in the league a long time. He's good. Siakam's good. Who are these other guys? What are they doing? They're not this good. Why are they stepping up? Why are they always stepping up? Why are they stepping up home and road? What is going on? Oh, I understand. I understand. They're playing a Bucks team and they're hurt. They're playing a Knicks team and they're hurt. Once they play the Celtics, they'll destroy them. They'll get destroyed, rather. And then that's what happened. Okay, I understand what happened. What happened was there was this team. They got incredibly hot. They beat up injured teams. And, you know, the story of the 2023 Indiana Pacers, 2024 Indiana Pacers, we're going to look at it kind of like how, you know, there was that Hawks team a few years ago that made a run to the Eastern Conference Finals with Trae Young and didn't really do anything before that, haven't really done anything since. It's just a little blip. When you're looking at the Wikipedia entry of who's been in the Eastern Conference Finals, just a little blip. Just a little blip. Well, Pacers this year, they're back in the playoffs, right? They take on the Bucks again. There's injuries. Okay. You win the series in five, but there's injuries. That's same thing. Same thing. Look, same Pacers team. Same Pacers team. Same Pacers crap. This is just someone will get them. The Cavs will get them. The Cavs will get them. Right. Well, the Cavs had a few guys hurt. Garland was hurt. Game two, they lost a couple more guys. Pacers won. See, that's what it is. See, now it's happening to the Cavs. Cavs, though, after winning game three, they were healthy game four. They were healthy game five. And not only did the Pacers win those games, it looked like it's not even that it looked like the Pacers were better. And I'm not saying they weren't. But it looked like they were playing at their speed. They were playing their game. You know how some people say he's just playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers? Kind of like that. The other team has to deal with what we're doing. And when you look back, it's the same thing that they've been doing in all those other series that they have won. It's just I've been able to throw out the excuse. Well, I can't. My eyes saw something and I just couldn't believe it. So I found excuses against it. But the way that they really took care of the Cavs, Donovan Mitchell was fatigued. Even in games where he wasn't playing, he's not playing 40 minutes. How's he so worn down? They had a quick series round one. What is happening? And then you got the Knicks. Full strength. Everybody's healthy. And they've done it for two games now. Going down big, coming back. They've done it once a series. A team that has been up with this many, with this much time on the clock and up this much, has never lost a game in 975. Wait, now they have. The Pacers do that. And then tonight, it's the same thing. Knicks fans, you know they're going to be a little nervous after losing that game. They're going to be a little on edge, but they're going to be ready for a big run and to get hype. Every single time, man. Every single time. And at some point, and I've said this about the Chiefs, not that there's a lot of comparisons between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Indiana Pacers, but at some point, if you're doing something so often and you're winning, at what point is it not luck? At what point is it skill? At what point have you mastered luck, or have you figured out a different way? Have you figured out we just have to play a little bit harder than them? We just have to exploit the defense. We just have to get rid of their big man, making Karl Anthony Towns not look great tonight, making Jared Allen not look great last series, making Brooke Lopez unplayable in the first. Can the Knicks still win the series mathematically? Yeah, of course. Now, the odds aren't in their favor, but the series is not over. There are more games to be played. But if I tell you, in the history of Pacers basketball, when they're up 9-0 with a 2-0 lead in a best-of-seven series, or they're 9-0, when they're up 2-0 in a best-of-seven, I got three different sets of numbers here, so it gets tricky. The Pacers are 9-0 when up 2-0 in a best-of-seven series. The Knicks are 0-14 when trailing 2-0. Typically, a team that takes a 2-0 lead in a best-of-seven series wins that series. They are 329-28. That's a 93% clip. So it can be done. It certainly can be done. But neither franchise has not gotten the result in this position. And also, your eyes show you that the Knicks just can't find momentum. Every time they do, the Pacers are right there. They are right there. Jeremy is in Fresno. What's up, Jeremy? 888-710-4476.
What's going on, Bart? Thanks for taking my call. Man, I was sitting here on hold, and I was like, I don't know what it is, but I'm sitting there. I went and looked at the box score. You have three bench players for the Knicks. Three bench players who pretty much made points. You had Ben Shepherd, the Knicks only had three.
Yeah,
and, but
yeah.
You had the Pacers who had T.J. McConnell with 10. You had four different people. Their bench is deep, and I'm sitting there. And if this season can make Robert from Annapolis play, you know, watch NBA. We obviously know he's a huge fan. This is really good for sports. I was thinking, you know what the Pacers are? They are the Washington Commanders of this year. Everybody thought they were going to lose to Detroit.
Yep.
And not to pile on, but, hey, I'm a Warrior fan, so I think this is just amazing to see. Now, looking ahead, obviously, I think the Timberwolves are done. I honestly don't think that they can do this to Thunder. You got Chet Holmgren, who's going to shut people down in the paint. So, I don't know. I believe the Pacers will win this, and then I think a gentleman's sweep. But I don't know. I mean, I thought the Pacers were going to get beat by the Knicks. So, what are your thoughts?
Well, good call, Jeremy. Thanks for hanging a little bit. They did utilize the bench more, and they've got more players that they can maybe go to utilize. So with the Knicks, Mitchell Robinson played 29 minutes, essentially starter's minutes, and same with Miles McBride. And that's something that Tom Thibodeau has typically done. He has a short bench, and he plays his starters a lot of minutes. Brunson had 39 minutes. Bridges basically played the whole game with 45. He also did put Cam Payne in there. Payne made some big shots early on in game one. Was 0-for-3 tonight. Didn't do anything. But then there's a lot of other guys on the Knicks that are not going to play. Maybe Precious Achiuwa would play. P.J. Tucker is not going to play. DeLon Wright's not going to play. Landry Shamet? Tyler Kolek? I mean, there's other. They have guys that are on their roster, but I don't think they're going to play. And what would the role be for them if they did, other than to scratch off a lottery ticket? With the Pacers, this is what makes them maybe more of a team than just, you know, a front-loaded starting unit, is Obi Toppin has been coming in and playing good minutes off the bench. T.J. McConnell. And T.J. McConnell, he comes in there and he is like, he knows he's not playing 27 minutes. He knows he's out there for 14. Benedict Mathurin knows he's out there for 11. Ben Shepherd getting some run. He's out there for these guys. They can play with that intensity, which gives them better focus on defense. It means they can play a little harder, and they don't have to worry about fouling out. Yeah, you might put them in the bonus, but the other team's going to be in the bonus soon enough anyway. So they can play a little harder. They can play a little edgier. They can play a little chippier. Foul trouble's not going to be that big of an issue for them. Thomas Bryant's been getting some decent minutes on and off. And then they went to Tony Bradley, a guy who was signing 10-day deals with this team, who's been all over the league. This year, he's played before tonight. He had 8 minutes tonight. He played 17 minutes total prior to that. He's only been with the team since March, but Carlisle saw that Mitchell Robinson was coming in there and getting a little more minutes. So instead of, you know, utilizing our guys and getting foul trouble and everything, let's go to Tony Bradley at 6'11", 248, and let's get him in there for his size. And it worked. I've always been under the line of thinking that when you're in the playoffs, like, you're not going to play all 15 guys. And you're not going to play 10 guys. But there have to be guys that you can go to in different situations. Now, I will bring up the Bucks a few years ago. It's the team I'm the most familiar with. There was a series against the Raptors when the Raptors beat them in the Eastern Conference Finals in 2019, where Tony Snell did not play. He's on the bench, did not play, but at a short bench, Mike Budenholzer. Tony Snell, I believe, went to high school with Kawhi Leonard, and so, like, knows Kawhi Leonard's tendencies. Even for 5 minutes, put Tony Snell and Kawhi Leonard, see what he does. You got other guys that you can use in different situations. Don't put Tony Snell in the game because you just need a different person and that's who you eyes you connected with first on the bench. Put him in to see what happens. Giannis's brother, Thanasis, the one you guys all make fun of, he's a energy guy, dude. He comes in there and the entire vibe of the team changes. And he will get up right in it. He will get up right in it defensively as well. I thought there were times they should have thrown him in. If they couldn't get a stop, throw him in. 2 minutes, 3 minutes. You've got other tools. You're not going to use all the tools that you have. Right? You're not going to use all the tools that you have. I think about what's in my garage. I got a lawnmower. I use the lawnmower. I use that, you know, every couple of weeks when it's working. I've got the shovel. Use the shovel in the wintertime. I've got the hedge trimmer. We use that maybe twice a year, but that's the one tool that we use when we need it. I have an edger. I use that maybe once a year, but I have a specific thing to do a specific job. I've got my main tools, the shovel, the pail, the mower. But you also have these other things. So it doesn't work all the time, and I don't know what guy on the Knicks team can be one of these things, but the Pacers have more tools at their disposal than the Knicks do. And you're seeing that. And that could be one of the things. I want to say one of the things because I think there's going to be several. If the Pacers win this series, there'll be several things we can say that's what caused them, the Knicks. And we'll see how the teams adjust now. We'll see if Tom Thibodeau does make adjustments. They're back against the wall. The series is not over. It seems pretty bleak. If you lose game three, it's absolutely over. Still a little bit of a chance. How are you going to adjust? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You may not have heard any Pacers talk yet on this show tonight or any Nick. That will change with a Game 2 edition of Guess What They Said. It's coming up next on the Infinity Sports Network.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Guess what they said. That's right. Just like the disembodied voice said, every Mondays and Fridays here on the Bart Winkler Show, pending that both Bart and I are here, which programming note, happy Memorial Day, everybody, on Monday, we will not be here. Thank God.
Oh, you know what? I'm having such a good time tonight that I thought, I do want to come in Monday.
See ya.
So I'm going to be here. You first, though?
Negative. I will be barbecuing all day, like legitimately all day, and I may remember half of it.
Oh, yeah. I want to come in Tuesday and be like, what did I do this weekend? I don't know.
I'll have a little Mets Dodgers action. I'll have a little NYCFC Chicago Fire action. And then lots of barbecue and adult libations.
Red Sox coming to town. They're selling dollar dogs on Monday. Might have to swing by.
Dollar with tax or without tax?
I think without the tax.
Wow, what a scam. All right, speaking of scams, the Pacers are up 2-0. They beat the Knicks 114-109 to take a two-game series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. And now they get to head home. They take two at MSG. That's the New York Knicks home, in case you didn't understand where I was talking about. Halfway home for an NBA Finals appearance for the Indiana Pacers. Pascal Siakam, he scored a playoff career high 39 points. And that attributed to, obviously, them winning the game. So let's start with him on Guess What They Said. I want you to guess what Pascal had to say on his big night. Now, this is 15 seconds long. Guess what Pascal Siakam had to say.
This is a kind of team where it's anybody's night. You just got to be ready to step up when it's your night. I was able to get some action early. But it's a complete team effort. We all contributed in our own way. I just got a few more points. Tonight, you just got to step up and be ready when your number's called.
And for me, again, I just trying to play my game. And shout out to my, you know, my teammates just finding me and you know, making sure that, you know, I stayed aggressive the whole game. And again, it's going to take all of us to get where we want to get to.
Almost like you were in the room with them. That is a good start for Guess What They Said. 1-0. I want to remind everybody, we play 5 cuts of audio, and I will judge Bart accordingly to see whether he wins or dies. Just a dramatic way to say he loses.
That was a little close there for a while, but then he saved me at the end, I think.
No, I thought you pretty much had it, you know, team effort. Let's go to the winning head coach, and in this case, it's Rick Carlisle. I want you to guess what he had to say in 16 seconds on Rick Carlisle going home up 2 games.
Rick Carlisle on going home up 2 games against the New York Knicks. Oh, it's better than the alternative, but you know, we know there's still a long series. It's a good team over there. It's a good team, and we got a long way to go. We got a long way to go. We haven't won anything yet. Still got a couple games to win. It'd be nice to play at home in front of our fans. I think they're ready to see us again, and you know, they deserve it, but we got a long way to go and just got to continue to work on the things we need to work on and try to, you know, keep plugging away and get some wins.
Last time we played at home, I guess we won the last time we played at home, but the game before that we lost. And so there are a lot of traps here. You cannot assume going home is going to be easier. It never is.
Now, did you want to give me that one? It was a
career. I thought about it. You said no, and I'm like, okay. I was actually going to give it to you, and you talked yourself out of a point.
Well, this is a reminder for any time that we ever spar, right? Because sometimes we'll spar when I'm unhappy with your judging.
Which you should never be unhappy, because I do this fairly and accurately.
I'm honestly not even sure if I need you for the segment. I just judge myself.
Well, let me just spoil an alert and tell you you're going to get the next 3 wrong. I don't care if you say it word for word. Here's let's go to the Knicks.
Well, no. I got it wrong because I was more focused on the Knicks component instead of the you can't take anything for granted at home.
Sure. And you're 1-1 for those of you keeping a score at home. So let's go to, again, the other side of the coin. The Knicks are now down 2 games after losing both at home at Madison Square Garden. So let's go to head coach Tom Thibodeau first, who this game was a big blunder for him. I did not like his rotations. I did not like who he had out there for how long he had out there. Dude, Jalen Brunson sat down on the second quarter for, it felt like 12 minutes. Like, it's absolutely insane. Campaign should not be giving you meaningful minutes. But this is what happens when you run a short bench all year. So, anyway, Jalen Brunson's last shot. I want you to guess what Tom Thibodeau had to say about that. This is 16 seconds long. Guess what Tom Thibodeau had to say about Jalen Brunson's last shot.
Before I do, the last 2 things I saw on Twitter were 2 different campaign videos. One, he took a shot that was, this is a shot that went over the backboard. And then there's a play where he runs where he just falls down. He runs the length of the court
I think I have it for you. And then he just falls down.
That is a big shot right there.
He's a three-point shooter.
He is in Towns. We saw it the other night, especially late in the game. Just too soft on those pick and rolls. He's got to step up.
So they're talking about another play. They need to be talking about that because Payne literally took it end-to-end, and before he could do anything in the paint, he just fell over.
Yeah, he looked like Daniel Jones trying to score a breakaway touchdown and just tripped over his own feet. It was so funny to watch. Again,
Speaking of Daniel Jones, uh-huh. I got something coming up at the end here.
Okay, I can't wait for it, except that I do not care because it's Daniel Jones. So I want you to guess what Tom Thibodeau had to say on Jalen Brunson's last shot.
Jalen Brunson's last shot. You know, I trust him. There's a lot of things you can do in that situation, but I trust him to get a good look. You know, the defense is going to be kind of frantic, and usually you can exploit that. We didn't get fouled or anything. We just wanted to get a good, clean look, and we didn't make it.
Yeah, open floor. I thought he got the space. You know, I'm going to trust him in that situation versus dead ball where you can lock into and deny him the ball. I felt like we can get him the ball into space in that scenario.
Good enough for me. Said the things that I needed to hear.
Hat tip to look. Chris Persianen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I asked him about that, and he told me what Thibodeau said in the interview last hour.
Well, there you go. I'm glad that you were able to retain information and get yourself a point, which is good. Because, again, the point is to basically highlight that these coaches don't really say anything of worth. You are now 2-1. You could win this here. Doesn't matter. I'm still going to play two more for you. But I want you to guess what Mikal Bridges had to say on being down 0-2. This one's 17 seconds long. Guess what Mikal Bridges had to say.
It's not where you want to be, but it's not over. You know, we know what kind of team we are. We're gonna go in there and just try to correct the things that we weren't able to do tonight. But, I'd be lying if I said it was great. It sucks, but there's a lot more basketball to be played. We're here for a reason, and we're going to go into Indiana and try to get a dub.
Yeah, just taking one game at a time. I know it's 2-0, but, still a long series. We 1-1. First series, 2-0, up 2-0 last series, now down 0-2. You know, just got to find different ways, you know, to advance.
Bart?
I think it was pretty close down the line.
Good for you, because I had the cursor on the correct thing. I just wanted to get you nervous.
I think I like 59-41 that. So I got it. It's not like coin flip. I got it. Like, it's what do they say on replay? They say it's whatever. I think I got it.
The call stands.
Yes.
There's not enough definitive evidence to turn it over. Now, to be fair, I did already have it over the correct ding buzzer. I just wanted to see if you were going to talk yourself out of another point for suspense going into this fifth play. But
so
you
if you were judging alone, I'd be undefeated. If you were judging alone, I'd be up 4-0. But I gave myself a wrong point.
Yeah, I guess. But again, spirit of the game, we're still going to play our last
I'm going for a gentleman's sweep is what I'm doing.
And let's see if you get it. We will switch sports, but we'll stay in New York somewhat because the Yankees were away. We're going to go to Yankees manager Aaron Boone. Why the hell are we putting in a baseball clip in the middle of May? Well, it's really past more the middle at this point. Because the Yankees, the mighty Nye Yankees, have lost to the Colorado Rockies. Why is that significant? The Rockies are the worst team in the majors. That was their ninth win. The Yankees are 30-20. Colorado is 9-42. So I want you to guess what Aaron Boone had to say. How the hell did you lose to the Rockies? It's 17 seconds long. Guess what Boone had to say.
Sometimes I mention my survivor pool I'm in for baseball. You just got to win half your games for the week. I took the Yankees because they played the Rockies. Thank God they already swept the Rangers, or I would have talked way more about this game tonight. Boone. There's a look. There's 162 games on the schedule, and you're not going to win them all. And every team's here competing for a reason. You know, we would like to win as many as we can, but these are Major League Baseball players, and we're not going to win them all. And you play every day. We'll try to get it again tomorrow.
They beat us tonight. I mean, you know, we caught the ball. We made the plays. You know, we gave ourselves a couple of opportunities to score some runs. We didn't get the big hit tonight. That's going to happen. Credit, you know, and give them credit. They shut us down a little bit in some big spots.
Yeah, I wouldn't have given you that one. But it doesn't really matter because the final score is 3-2, therefore. Congratulations, you win the go-home game of Guess What They Said, heading into Memorial Day weekend. Everybody drink merry, be fat, but more importantly, be safe.
I think some of that's Christmas. I don't know what the rest was. Did you like, I kind of threw in a soft Aaron Boone impression.
Yeah, didn't really do it for me.
You did not pick up on that?
No, I did. And I said it didn't do it for me.
Well, Aaron Boone's not a guy that I hear a lot, but I still was able to kind of do a little bit of an impression. I do know how Pascal Siakam talks, but I did not feel comfortable doing an impression of him.
Probably the best call.
But I did Aaron Boone. I did Aaron Boone. All right.
Okay.
Let's get an update from the unimpressionable Pete McCarthy. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz alongside. We bought a new microwave today. That's pretty exciting, right?
Yeah. I actually been looking into getting a new microwave because I refuse to clean the one I have.
Clean? You just won't clean it? Ours broke.
Yeah, I don't want to clean it. It's gross.
So we pretty much just bought the same kind that we had. So it'll break in another 5 years.
There you go.
Don't want to put too much thought into this. Just wanted a microwave that fits in the little inlet and then that'll work. And then, you know, whatever, that's fine. If it does last us 5 years, I think it was $220. You know, it's going to cost us like 20 cents a day. Okay, we can do it. We can do it. Finances, we can do it. But we're at the store and we're looking and they're like, well, what about this one? It's Wi-Fi enabled.
What do you need a Wi-Fi connection to your microwave for?
I can't even think of one thing. So that you get an alert on your phone when your Hot Pockets are done?
How do you know that's what I use my microwave for?
I'm Team Hot Pocket, don't get me wrong.
Oh, dude, I have the breakfast ones and the lunch ones.
Yeah, and when they got rid of Lean Pockets, they also got rid of most of their good flavors.
Yeah, I'm so upset. You give me the Lean Pocket with the meatball mozzarella in it? Ah, oh, molto bello.
They had a chicken one.
That's right.
Really yeah.
I think they had a Philly cheese one, too, didn't they?
They still have those in traditional red.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, but I like the green ones.
You can still get your traditional.
The green ones made me feel less fatter.
This feels like a bit that we had planned. It is not.
Totally organic.
What was the chicken one that I liked? It was like jalapeno, maybe? Chicken. No, you still have your ham and...
That's the only one I don't bump with.
Ham and cheddar?
Yeah, not for me.
Sometimes a ham and cheddar one does hit the spot.
Just a good old pepperoni. You know, little pizza puff action. It's the closest thing I can get.
Chicken jalapeno cheddar with pretzel bread?
That
chicken and
too much.
Broccoli?
No way. Oh,
yeah. They were good. Chicken parm? All right. Yeah, so I don't know. And I don't like it. And You know what? Not to be conspiracy guy, but just like I'm worried about AI coming down the pipe, I'm worried about a little thing called microtransactions. You know what I mean by that? I mean, think of apps you buy or get on your phone, right? You get an app, it's typically free, and then what do? You run out of coins, you run out of donuts, mm-hmm. You run out of whatever. So then you pay the app more money to get more coins to continue playing the game. Those are microtransactions. That's why you don't give your kid your phone, because he racks up your bill.
That's right.
So if you got a device in your house that's Wi-Fi enabled, what if a microphone was, you bought the microwave to have it, and then every time you wanted to use it, you had to pay 75 cents. And it picked up with the Wi-Fi, that's because it's registered. It knows. There's also Wi-Fi washer and dryers, laundry machines. Let's get the fewer things that I need Wi-Fi for in my home, the better. You know, I get the devices, the TV, okay. Even though, did you hear one of the stores is selling it so that they partnered up with a brand so that when, because now, like, if you pause your TV, you get an ad. But now it's going to be ads for that big box store. We're getting, it's, man, when people say, like, oh, I wish it was the 80s. We have a lot better things that we have, but also, I mean, at what point am I going to have, Carlos, at what point am I going to have a digital bar code on my arm that when I want to pay for a banana, I just scan my arm and they know everything about me everywhere I am.
Oh, who's to say that we're not there now? Wasn't there a movie that was like that you had a barcode
in
on
time?
That's the one, the Justin Timberlake vehicle.
But your currency was time.
Yes, and once you ran out of currency, you're dead.
And people would murder you for their time.
Yeah, time thieves.
Which I can't, if that was how it worked, I mean, the older you get, the more you realize that it's a house of cards. Everything. Yes, this is a sports show, but I've also had a very tough week. AI has been really dominating my brain. Okay. All right. I say a lot that Trevor Lawrence is basically Daniel Jones. I have statistics for you through their career. Daniel Jones fighting for a job in Indianapolis next season. He'll be making $14 million to do so. Trevor Lawrence is on his third coach or fourth? Did he get there when Marone was there? But he's on another coach, and he's getting $55 million a year. 22-38. That's Trevor Lawrence's record. Daniel Jones is 22-37-1. Trevor Lawrence has 14,898 yards. Daniel Jones has 14,605 yards. Pass TD to interception ratio for Lawrence, it's 69-46. For Jones, it's 62-42. Trevor Lawrence's completion percentage in his career is 63.3. Daniel Jones is 64. And Trevor Lawrence's passer rating is 85. Daniel Jones is 84.3. These stats are nearly, if not impeccably, identical. Daniel Jones, the man who's given you so much anger in your life, is essentially Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, and I've been saying that's why Trevor Lawrence is the most overrated player that it's walked into the NFL. I'd say damn near he's a bust.
And he's getting paid $55 million a year to do it.
He's just Daniel Jones with hair. That's it.
And in a different, like, this is nature versus nurture. Because Daniel Jones, New York, primetime, NFC East. Trevor Lawrence is one Thursday night football game a year. Nobody's watching Jacksonville football. Nobody. All right, we got a big weekend. When we return, Carlos and I will both have the Monday, and when we return on Tuesday, we're going to have a lot to talk about. Probably start with the Coca-Cola 600, I would think, and then get into the Indy stuff. Probably talk some, what is the tournament called? Roland Garros? Do they not call it the French Open anymore?
I thought it was just the French Open.
Yeah, they don't do that. I don't know what the hell happened there. Weird tennis thing. Not really my area of expertise. And then Tuesday night will be game four of Knicks Pacers. So it's possible the Knicks tie it up. That'd be crazy. Extend it. Maybe we know the finals matchup on Tuesday night.
because Monday could be the final game of the Western Conference Finals if the Timberwolves don't figure it out. A lot of hockey to talk about. I'm sure some baseball will come up. We kind of got a little hint today, wherever the hell Aaron Rodgers was, that he might be in Chicago for a Pittsburgh Steelers game. So we could have a lot on the agenda when we come back on Tuesday, but that should be good. You enjoy your weekend as a sports traveling New York super fan?
Thanks. I can't wait. You know why? Because I won't be here. That's the
I will be all that I think I really have planned is I have to go to a Sky Zone. Is that a national place?
Yeah, I know of it.
Yeah, we got a birthday party there for the second weekend in a row. And then I'll watch Saturday night's main event with my kid as I put him to sleep. And then they sell Jack and Coke in a can now, so it's going to be a couple of those.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to Carlos Ortiz. Thanks to Pete McCarthy. Chris Persiainen, great hit from him talking some Knicks. Thanks to all of you. We'll be back on Tuesday. David Shepherd up next. This is The Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.